Last weekend, the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival kicked off its seventh season in Higham Palm, California. NSPR sent Nolan Ford to learn about the annual concert series and what North State residents can expect in the coming weeks.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Ian. Today, we kick off our seventh season of this incredible musical experience. Thank you all.
Deep within the Shasta Trinity National Forest, almost directly between Redding and the Pacific Coast, lies the small town of Higham Palm. The natural beauty surrounding the area inspired Ian Scarf and Ellen McGeehee to create the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival back in 2011. Scarf and McGeehee are classically trained musicians who both performed at the kickoff concert last Thursday in Higham Palm. The evening began with two pieces by composer Samuel Barber. Here's audio from the second of those, titled String Quartet in B Minor, Opus 11.
The festival is built around two aspects. There's the public concerts that we do, and then there's also a musician's retreat where we invite musicians to spend a week, you know, living in this beautiful country and getting to know each other and rehearsing all of this great music. I think that's one of the great draws for this festival is, you know, musicians can sort of put their working lives on pause for a week or 2 weeks and they can come to a beautiful place of the world and work on this great music.
Since Scarf's first visit to McGeehee's homestead back in 2010, they've hosted over 80 musicians from across the world to perform free public concerts for North State communities every summer. The residency provides musicians an opportunity to disconnect from their busy lives in the city and perform for eager audiences who rarely get to experience live chamber music. McGeehee describes the retreat for the musicians and the concerts for the community as a symbiotic exchange.
A lot of why we still do it out here and what it's about and why I love hosting it so much is the musicians that come out get a chance to experience what it's like to live out here and eat food that we grow ourselves and meat that we raise and what it's like to take part in all of those systems as a daily thing. Just having the opportunity to unplug and remember why we all started playing music in the first place.
Clarinetist Carla Avila first came to Higham Palm to perform as part of the festival, but now she lives in the area with her husband Jacob Johnson. Together, they performed Giovanni Bottesini's grand duo for clarinet and double bass. Chamber music fans of all ages were present at the concert, from three-year-olds bouncing around the hall to longtime Higham Palmers. One particularly enthusiastic attendee named Pat immediately introduced herself to me and had this to say about the festival.
Oh, I like the cooperation between the musicians and the way that they harmonize together and play as a team. It's just beautiful, beautiful sounds. For a little community of 250 people to have music like this, you can't pass it up.
The Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival continues this weekend with performances in Weaverville and Redding. For more information on those events, as well as the full list of remaining summer concerts, head to our website, mynspr.org. You can also listen to the full two-hour performance we recorded at the Higham Palm Community Center. For North State Public Radio, I'm Nolan Ford.